My practice has always included these crop paintings and real investigations of what it means to have balance within a frame, what it means to be a painter who loves paint and color and shape and line and the relationships between color and shape and line. This is one where my gaze is looking onto the world around me and choosing and cropping moments of tenderness, of love, of fear, of gesture. And in the painting of Lean, I couldn't help but see this little boy's hand or child's hand on the back of their parent's pants, that it felt, it's possible that I was homesick myself in that moment or that day, but I felt a real sense of tenderness and connection to that moment, and I thought that the potential of representing that in a canvas frame would mean that all of us would have an opportunity to kind of see that moment again and reflect on what it means to hold on tight to those that we love, what it means to see our reflection in whether it's the subway mirror or window that you see this little boy's head or person, their hood is on. So we have no real sense of who these people are specifically, but there's a feeling that is transformed or translated to the viewer that is universal. And it says, do not lean on the door, right behind the body of the young person leaning in. And I love that it can say, do not lean on the door, and we are leaning on the people around us, another body, someone bigger, maybe someone stronger, someone we feel vulnerable and safe. Thinking a lot about what it means to move through spaces and to feel connected and build community. In essence, the practice has always been centered in that, about the communities around me and the people who occupy my life. And living in a place like New York City, where the hustle and bustle is real and we are all attuned to putting on our headphones and looking down, and we have to move through these spaces to get to from point A to point B, there's a whole chunk of time between point A and point B where we are sharing space with others and yet not acknowledging them, or hoping they don't acknowledge us. And there's some sadness in that for me, and it's just a truth, but the painting practice allows me to kind of look up and really observe my environment with empathy and thoughtfulness, and then share that with others.